Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur einen Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Once upon a time, there existed a peaceful village. Eventually, inevitably, an evil army, led by a villainous man, came and took that which wasn't his. And though his reign was terrible, it too didn't last. For a brave girl with glass slippers snuck into the man's castle and took back that which didn't belong to him. For her bravery, the village made her their leader. And for her grace, they gave her a name.
You hear a voice.
Familiar voice?
The cook, Harry F., wanders out. Why, is that you, Tiffany?
I feel really touched that he's not pointing out how fucked I look.
But my lady, you look so fucked up. Classic Harry F.
That's not a very nice thing to say.
Well, I'm known for my quick wit and my cruel helmets.
Right.
Anyway, let's get you inside. Get you some breakfast. It's probably closer to dinner time right now. Can I take your coats?
I'm just wearing belts.
Oh, no. We can get our own coats. Thank you. Where's the hack?
The first room in is the foyer, which is there's space for people to take coats. As you're, well, I guess you're continuing to be a bit loud at least. Well, Harry's being pretty loud. While that's happening, you see from further in, Tybalt Waterwheel, the butler, approaches. A halfling, so also quite short.
Did Sir Grace just hire little people to work
so
for him?
Yes, could be
Is Grace short?
No, it's just he's not compared so to he can look down on people, presumably.
And he's a piece of shit.
Tybalt Waterwheel wanders up. My lady, it's lovely to see you, he says. I wasn't expecting. Had I known you were coming, I would have made sure everything was proper for you. I'm so sorry, your room is not made.
Oh, I still have a room here?
Why, of course.
Can I see it?
Well, yes. These two look like skin and bones to me. They need food pronto. If I don't feed them, they're liable to fold up and blow away with a breeze.
Hello, Harry. If he's got his priorities in the right spot.
Tiffany is very confused by that.
Look, they've foolishly given themselves sails, he says, gesturing to your various patches.
All right, so he's not... Okay. This guy's vibe is wild.
It is.
He's a complicated man, Harry. Yeah. He's a real complicated man.
He tries to confuse you.
We're confused.
Yeah, it's working. All right.
So I want to follow Harry F. to the kitchen, but also just be like eyeballing everything.
I'm keeping my eye out for shit that's fucked.
Have you ever taken a baby to the supermarket for the first time and they are not present? they can't take in that many things. They're just like, you try and talk to the baby, you get nothing.
Buddy,
despite the time that you've spent away, the space is very familiar to you. Not much has changed, apart from perhaps there is now a layer of dust on many objects. It looks like the staff have not been keeping the manor very well.
Come on,
for how long?
For how long?
Yeah, how long does it look like the staff haven't been keeping the manor?
It's hard to say, but more than a month, probably.
Okay, what? Why is it so normal in here?
Is that something you're asking?
No, not out loud.
Okay.
Well, do you want to speak some infernal over here?
It seems super normal in here.
Yeah, I'm looking around these walls and they're looking pretty normal, which makes me real suspicious that these walls are very fucked up. You know when something looks good, but it's too good? You know, like that, you know?
Yeah, I know. Hang on. How many of these staff speak infernal?
Great question. I don't know. I didn't live
here. You would know. You wouldn't need to roll for that.
Yeah.
Of the two staff members that you are with right now, neither of them speak infernal. You are aware that a couple of the staff speak Infernal. Your nursery maid, she learnt Infernal so that she could converse with you as a child.
Aww.
And
hey, does Dad know it?
No.
Why
well, yeah, I think I do, but for different reasons. Yeah.
what are those reasons?
They're many and varied.
You also are aware that the chaplain and blacksmith, Thudu, also knows Infernal, but she's not here right now. Not that you can okay. see.
Wait, is the chaplain and the blacksmith one person?
Yes.
She's both?
Yeah.
That rules. That's powerful. Is she cool?
You don't know.
Oh, I can't wait to
find
out.
You have to meet her.
Mm. So, you move through the main hall, which is this grand cavernous space. There is a beautiful, what would it be made out of? Staircase.
Marble, I would assume, yeah.
A beautiful marble staircase which spans upwards and then downwards. There is, you know, there is one floor above you and one floor below. But the floor above you is pretty much only bedrooms, and your bedrooms specifically. The floor below is pretty much the wine cellar and the servants' quarters. Most of the action takes place here on ground level. And you also, just to let you know, there is also a quite spacious garden out the back with tons of flowers. There's a hedge maze, some statues, a pond.
That's really good. And good memories for me there?
We'll get to that. You move through the main hall and into the atrium, which is, if you can imagine, Grace Manor is kind of donut-shaped, a square, but donut-shaped. And the center is a garden space. It's not a space that you used especially often. It was maybe like a nice feature for parties, essentially. Not much happens here. There's a little hedge, like waist-high hedge fence that goes around separating, because there's a sheltered walking path all around it, but then a grassy, flowery section in the middle. You move through the atrium as well, and then you go into the breakfast nook. There is a room entirely for the meal of breakfast.
What's crazy is Pop looks like a trash piece of shit wearing lots of belts. This isn't even the top three nicest house Pop's been in. Pop's been in houses that have different components of breakfast nooks. The orphanage, for instance, where it is impolite to mix breakfast.
Yeah, of course. You've got the egg corner, the crumpet hole. Yeah.
You got an egg corner or just a nook.
I'm looking around like, what could you possibly mean? This is a room.
You know, a room for eating eggs so that you don't disperse the smell of the eggs because that would be impolite. I thought you were rich.
No. Tiffany is realizing you know when you talk to a friend and you're like, oh, our families were different? And you don't want to be rude.
My family's in a fruit crate.
It's funny because the families are different is the 1% and the 0.1%.
Yeah. 0.1%, but bad.
Oh, yeah.
Harry F. Pulls out, well, no, actually, the butler, Tybalt, pulls out a chair for each of you, seats you down, and then he begins attending to you. So he'll, you know, brings out napkins for you, cutlery and the like, while Harry F. goes into the breakfast kitchen.
So he's setting up breakfast? How does he do, Adam? What do I rank it out of 10?
How does the butler, Tybalt?
Yeah, how does the butler do? Because here's the thing. I'm suspicious of this butler. I don't think he's the real butler.
Uh-huh.
Is he good at his job? Do I notice that there's like, it's not quite right? Or has he nailed it?
He's up to snuff.
Okay.
He does it right.
All
right.
Good-o.
Yeah.
What's that? Is Pop just recognizing that this is the basic level of a butler? Or is
well, it was more if he was like being impersonated, I didn't think he would be good at setting a table for breakfast the way one should,
which
is an important lesson I learned at the worst orphanage on earth.
You would describe him not good, not bad, just adequate.
I was going to say, not to your standards personally.
No, I'd do a better job, but he passes the test. I'd be suspicious if I was like, that's a melon fork. We're having sausages.
My lady, would you still have a reading material? You remember your father made you read a book a week.
Oh, I don't have any on me. Sorry.
Oh, I
I'm
could
in
fetch.
Trouble.
I'm saying I could fetch one.
Oh, that'd be nice. Thank you.
And would the sir like anything?
What are you getting?
Reading material. Anything else you need?
Do you have something old for him to look at?
Would you like me to take your hat?
No, thank you. Do you have anything old?
Old, how so?
Like an artifact that he can look at.
Oh, well, all of the artifacts are kept in the armory. You know this.
Could he please have one?
Yes. Well, of course. Is there any specific artifact? You probably don't know them all off by heart. There are a lot of artifacts. You could just name any piece of clothing, weaponry, armor, and there would be such an item of that in the armory.
The really shiny orb with a little ruby gem in it?
Of course, he says. He nods and he hurries off to fetch that for you.
That was always my favorite.
She allowed to play with that orb?
Probably
no,
not.
No, I wasn't allowed to touch
the
orb.
Not allowed in the armory, period.
I just saw it.
I'm only now finding out she played with the orb.
what? I've never touched the orb.
Oh, okay.
But I'm an adult now, so maybe it's fine.
I've got just a question. Like, how famous is Sir Grace?
Pretty famous. He's probably...
I know who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's like... He would be the Iron Man equivalent. He's like top-tier Avenger famous.
Because here's my question. Did I know that he was that Sir Grace when we met? I don't think so.
No, probably not.
Yeah, I wonder when I worked it out. Yeah. Just to say.
Well, you were very dis... In, you were very un... You were
it
very
is true.
Dis-
maybe now that I'm at this house and putting things together and I'm like, oh.
Yes. I assume as well there would be many... Sir Grace's, because it's a family name.
Yeah.
So there might be lesser Sir Grace's out there, too.
Also, Grace is probably, there's probably there like Sir Grace's or whatever, but now it's like clicking in, I'm looking around. Is there like portraits and stuff on the wall of like famous battles or teams?
In the kitchen
or,
nook?
Dad and no, mom yeah, and none the of their kids.
Breakfast nook?
In the kitchen nook, the breakfast nook, there might be, probably not portraits, there would be landscape paintings.
Anything through the entryway that I would have, now like thinking about it, I'm like... Oh, that was Sir Grace with his adventuring party.
I don't think there's anything like that in the entryway. Nothing specifically showing Sir Grace and Grace's companions, no.
If you mention anything like that, Tiffany would know. There are absolutely paintings and works of art and stuff like that.
Horns, it's now just occurring to me, like your dad, Sir Grace, like is he, I can't remember if it's coming up now, but is he that Sir Grace? Like, the Sir Grace, famous adventurer, fire of realms, conqueror of dragons, stormer of castles, savior of maidens, slayer
of
demons.
Dads of Tiffany, yes.
Dads of Tiffany. Fucking hell. Well, this is getting worse.
What?
Well, like, I know him.
You've met him?
No, but, like, he has books about the things that he has done. If he is... discombobulated in a way that is bad. I'm really trying hard not to say anything mean about Sir Grace. Then, maybe like he'll be a tough opponent to stop in a gentle way.
Well, maybe if he sees me, because I haven't seen him in a very long time.
Man, how long has he had this bad stuff inside him? Like your whole life?
No.
That makes sense, because he, wait, what?
It's... very new. It's only been a couple of months.
So when he said, Pop shuts up, because Pop is learning information and is being a better man. Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm a bit thrown by how famous your dad is.
Why?
Because he's a big fucking deal, Like, he's the shit, Like, I'm reasonably well respected in archaeological circles, right?
There's of course. Like,
me, a few others, your dad's like the guy, Like he's done some, you would have heard these stories growing up, right?
I read all his books.
No, from him, yeah? Like you would have first-hand accounts of what stuff he was doing. Like he's a big, I'm just saying that this makes things a little more difficult because he's very accomplished. And if he's evil now, he will be accomplished, but also evil. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. No, right. I've read the books. I know everything he's done.
Yeah. And you certainly didn't have any of this bad stuff in him when you were a kid.
Food is brought out and set before both of you. And at around the same time, Tybalt comes back with a book for you, Tiffany, and the orb that you asked for, with the gem within it.
Lichtig frisch! Kaufland bringt Frische in dein Leben. Mit mehr als 400 täglich frisch gelieferten Obst- und Gemüseartikeln. Mehr als 1500 frischen Molkereiprodukten direkt vom Erzeuger. Und zwar auch in Bio, laktosefrei, vegan und sogar in High Protein. Dazu kommen knusprig frische Backwaren. Mehrmals täglich frisch aus dem Ofen. Außerdem herzhaft frisches Fleisch aus eigener Produktion und von ausgewählten Landwirten. Kaufland, hier bin ich richtig.
Richtig frisch!
I want to pass it to Bob. Haven't touched it before.
Okay, well, the Tybalt gives them both to you then, yeah.
Ah, this is my favorite one.
Do I recognize what it is, Adam?
Yes.
Great.
You know it as the Eye of Hate.
So funny. That's your favorite. Okay. What does the Eye of Hate do, Adam? Do I know that, or I just know what it's called?
It has several powers. One of its powers is to observe your one's greatest foe at any given moment. It is a divination effect that allows you to view, literally see, what your greatest foe is doing at any particular moment.
Adam, I know exactly what I would see when I looked in that, because I know who my greatest foe is. My brother, Pip Mandarin. So if I get given this orb...
Through the orb,
yes.
One may deliver curses to this entity.
What?
Oh, my God.
Like when you say curses, like not just like, fuck you, but like, you're going to shit your pants every day for a week.
Yeah, like a
your
curse.
Your skin now is going to burn off.
Like a curse curse.
Fuck. Do I need to know a curse?
Not even in this
there
game.
There are... You could say preloaded curses within the orb.
Do I know what those preloaded curses might be?
You
just some of them, even
there is one. There are some simple ones, almost like prankstery type ones.
Yeah, this is good. This is what I want, man.
That change one's hair or can cause one's clothes to become soiled and stuff like that. Those are some really low level ones. Yeah. But then they get more and more progressively harsher, all the way to things such as you have 7 days to live.
Just doing that to Pip would be so fucking
cool. You are aware
that
using the orb like this causes one's. This is the books say.
Yeah, this is the
causes
thing.
One's heart to blacken.
Yep. Can I? That's if you use it to do a curse. Just looking through it wouldn't cause my heart to blacken.
Well, using the orb at all is not good. It's not great, but just using it to view...
Not as bad.
Not as bad,
hey,
yeah.
Might be worth it.
You can smoke one cigarette.
You can smoke one cigarette.
Smoke one cigarette.
I love this. What's called the orb of hate? The eye of hate.
The eye of hate, yeah.
Your favorite item in your father's kit. I take it out of your hands very delicately.
Tiffany, you definitely did not know what it did.
No, absolutely not.
Your favorite item in your father's collection is the Eye of Hate.
The what?
The Eye of Hate. That's what this is.
What does it do? Oh, you know this?
I know stuff about artifacts. It's kind of, Tiffany, come on. It's kind of my thing. You know.
I did ask him to get you something old.
We've been adventuring for a while, and there are a couple of times where you've seen Pop be interested in something.
Yeah.
The minute that I have the eye, Pop looks excited.
Ooh.
You've never seen... You might have seen him maybe a little bit. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. The prospect of taking something home to a museum, but I am at home showing you my museum.
So it's also that you don't know what it is. So the Eye of Hate, right, is just really nasty stuff, right? It can send curses to your greatest enemy. It is said that if you use it in that way, and these curses range from things like, oh, I've shit me jocks, to my bones have fallen out, to like you will die in 7 days kind of stuff. Like really hateful, hateful stuff. I'm just fascinated you would find this so interesting, considering that's just not your jam at all. And it said if you look into it, if you look into it, you can actually see what your greatest foe is doing.
Adam, I peer deeply into the ruby.
You stare deeply into the ruby, and almost like a red-tinted television, a scene begins to play before you. You see Pip Mandarin. He is in a faraway, dark place. Hey, Emmanuel the Monster's dark place, as you might say. He is in a faraway place. You see he's slightly lifted off the ground. His legs are kicking wildly. He's grabbing at a creature, has its arm around him from behind, and is sinking fangs into his neck. He screams silently.
Oh.
Hey, has that happened to you yet?
No.
Is there anyone else here? I could just see those two.
You just see those two. Yeah, you really only see the creature behind him. You cannot identify this creature. You might, from context clues, you might think it could be a vampire, but you just don't know vampires. So the creature looks at... When I say it looks vampiric, I mean not like a Count Dracula, like Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Like a skeletal, awful-looking creature. And it is sinking fangs into his neck from behind.
I come out of the vision of my greatest foe, my dear brother Pip Mandarin, who is in trouble.
Evidently.
And there's no one else there to help you, evidently.
What's happening?
Who did you betray?
Well.
That's the first thought in Pop's head is, who the fuck I betray this time?
Oh, man.
Thank you. That was actually really lovely. Oh, fucking idiot.
I put the orb back on the bench.
Damn it.
I wasn't tall enough to see into the case.
You can have a look. It'll show you your foe. It might blacken your heart a bit, but for me, I figure that's like, you know, smoking one cigarette, right?
No moret.
You, Tiffany, are aware that this orb is one of many items, artifacts in the armory. There are many more items should you go there and then have a closer inspection.
I don't know who my foe would be because I don't think I really hate anyone. I squiz into the orb.
So fun if it just shows you eating breakfast.
If someone's my greatest foe, mm-hmm. I suppose this would be a question for Pop. Would a greatest foe be someone that I don't like, or do they have to not like me too?
Well, see, it's complicated because who I saw, for instance, I hate, he also hates me. So I suspect if he looked into this eye, he would see, actually, you know what? It was actually like, it was a 1 in 3 chance. I could have got any of them. But I got Pip. That's interesting.
Really wasn't a 1 in 3
yeah.
chance.
It wasn't.
I knew.
It wasn't.
I knew. I saw you name those cubs.
That's right. I didn't name
you
one
have
after
the
you.
Of cubs. Course. That's right. Oh, yeah. My God. They're with Flask of Wine.
Yeah, they
they
got
gravitate
them.
To him.
I squiz in the orb.
You squiz into the orb?
Yeah.
All right. As with Pop, like a television.
You see Pip.
As with the television, the red ruby, its facet becomes a screen that you can view through. You see, it's hard to make out who it is at first. It's a man, you think, in armor, heavy armor. He's standing up. You can see he's in a battlefield somewhere. He's heaving heavily. His shield, his sword, his armor itself, it's all drenched in blood. He looks like he is right at the end of a very intense fight. He... dropping the shield, puts a hand to his visor, lifts it up and begins mopping his brow. You recognize him immediately. It's the guard that you met at Omu. The man who you left to his death.
That's your greatest foe. That is so fucking funny.
There's a beat and then... A strange expression crosses over his face and he looks straight into your eyes, Tiffany.
I'm sorry.
What?
I pull out.
You don't apologize to a foe. Who's in the orb?
Remember we were in Omu?
Do I remember being, I think I remember being in Omu.
Do you remember when we had to leave that guard?
Yeah. What? He's your greatest foe. That one guy from like recently.
Oh,
there's no, like, childhood nemesis, bully, your evil dad, maybe.
He must really hate me.
Wow. That is complicated, the way that your brain works.
I mean, I wasn't really mad at the bullies. I saw their point.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I went through a list of different... the only person who I have seen you spite is that man.
Oh.
When you say you saw their point, these bullies live in town.
Well, no, they were just from where I went to school, right?
Where was that again?
Just in Hydale.
Hydale, right.
Capital of Kendall.
Close. Right.
Pop has a list.
Okay.
They're on it now.
You don't know their name.
No. It's just Hydale bullies.
Okay.
That is a detail for later.
Okay.
Maybe Pop will kill the wrong people.
Maybe. You have your meals, and then Harry
and
F.
They rip?
It's just as good as you remember it.
Poison? Oh my god!
Before we eat, Harry F's cooking skills.
Before we eat, I'm casting detect poison and disease on these foods because I remember a time when we had a delicious feast and then fell unconscious.
I don't remember
that.
Yeah. I
you
do.
You detect neither poison nor disease
in the food.
In the food,
great.
In the food, correct.
Yeah.
Or on the food, or around the food, or underneath the food. You detect
in the dink.
No poison and disease.
No, none at all.
We can eat it. Are you already eating?
I get it.
It's so good.
It's rude to talk with your mouth full.
I glance over at the orb and hope he doesn't look into it right now.
Tybalt just stands in a corner quietly for a little while, and you can...
Oh my god, you want some?
Tybalt shakes his head. No, my lady, I've already eaten. He just remains quiet. Pop, you can tell he quite clearly wants to say something, but he's holding his tongue.
Butler... You may speak your mind, if this so please you.
He looks at you with like a, you're not my boss, expression.
I understand decorum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you can. You can. I'm more of his boss, right?
Yeah.
You're
the lady of the house,
boss.
Yeah. My lady, forgive me, please. May I inquire why you've come home?
Well, I just wanted to have, should I not have come home?
I simply am curious. Last I had heard, you had been invited to Fairburn Point by your father.
Oh, yeah, but do you not miss home sometimes?
Of course, my lady. I wish not to pry. I merely am asking if there was anything I could do to help. We're only here, in fact, because, well, your father dismissed us. The few of us who remain here still are here because of Thudu.
Why because of Thudu?
Well, when your father wrote to dismiss us, she said that she would pay anyone who wished to remain on, and then also had some very choice words for your father. You would remember this. Thudu, of everyone in the staff, was the most vocal, because she was an adventurer once and adventured with your father. And they kind of, even though she was a servant within the manor, they're kind of more equal in terms of status.
You probably wouldn't have seen her for the first chunk of your childhood as well, I imagine, till she was allowed back on the premises.
Thudu was a very harsh person in general, not to you specifically, but she was never unkind.
That's huge for me personally. Is Thudu here?
Yes, my lady. She's in the front smoking room.
You mean to tell me that her old man's not been here since you went to Fairburn Point?
The last I had heard, yes, your father went to collect you, and then the two of you plus some cleric or something were to head to Fairburn Point on a mission for the king.
Oh, no, we did do that, but that finished, and I just hadn't been home in a while. You know?
And he hasn't been home in a while.
No, that was the last that we saw of him.
The only correspondence you got was a letter saying, you're dismissed.
Yes, we received the letter from Fairburn Point with his seal upon it.
Was that out of character or has he always been a bit of a prick?
Tybalt says nothing. You now realize that the door to the kitchen is open and Harry...
yes!
Harry F. says, kind of making both of you nearly jump out of your chairs... Oh, yeah, he's a bit of an asshole. Quite the asshole, in fact.
Tiffany giggles in the way that she would have giggled when people called her dad out for being cheeky, but only if she knew her dad wouldn't hear them.
He was the kind of piece of shit who...
I fucking love Harry.
I remember back in the day, this was before the lovely Tiffany came along. Back in the old days, even before Lady Anel was here, you would remember Tiffany. Lady Anel was the woman who Grace was married to. She passed in childbirth.
Okay.
Well, even before Lady Anel was here, Grace, he was a bit of a grump from time to time.
It came, I suppose, with age, especially after his father's passing. Your grandfather, lady.
Hmm.
Never laid eyes upon you, but I'm sure he would have loved you certainly more than your father did. Don't know if he loved anything ever except himself.
Harry F. is my favorite person in this castle, Adam. I want that. I just want that on the record so people know.
It's so lucky for Harry F. that Silk Grace never heard any of this. So he'd have been out on his ass like that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Out on his neck, like neck hole down. Yeah. Head landing next to him.
Absolutely. You'd think a man as ugly as him would learn some respect for other people. Thank God you never inherited any of his features. Harry just says that, and then Tybalt does that.
I just, Horns, I have to say, I had some reservations about coming back here, but I'm having a wonderful time.
Harry F. has turned around. You can see, while you were having your conversation, Tybalt and Harry F. had a very silent and very brief conversation, and Harry F. gets the is obviously under the impression that he's been dismissed. He wanders back into the kitchen.
Is Tybalt lying?
About?
Anything he told us. About Sir Grace not being here, about being dismissed.
He seems on the level.
Okay, cool.
Is he sus about me being weird? Am I being weird?
Just saying, infernal to me.
Am I being weird?
Tybalt seems a little surprised to see you, period. It's quite obvious that he was expecting for neither Grace to come home for maybe ever. But since you're here, he doesn't seem surprised that you are doing anything that you've done so far.
Okay. We should go check out more of those artifacts.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely check out more of those artifacts, especially if they're as fun as this.
I stack my cutlery.
My lady, should I inform Thudu that you will be visiting her as well?
Please.
Very well. Would you like to visit her now or the armory first? You, Tiffany, you know, it's been a while, but you still do well know him well enough. You're not allowed in the armory, and while you are now an adult, no one has countermanded that order. Tybalt brought you a relic, so he obviously isn't going to stop you, but he knows that this is not allowed.
Armory! What if it changes his mind? Let's go to the armory.
All right, let's go to the
armory. I'd like to show our guest the armory.
Of course. Of course, my lady.
I take the eye and carry it with us.
Okay.
I don't give it to Tybalt, though.
Okay, that's fine.